From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iran turns over documents related to its nuclear program to the UN Nuclear Agency. The International Atomic Energy Agency said that Iran had also provided an explanation of what the documents mean. The development meets a key deadline that Tehran has agreed to as part of a deal with six world powers. The pact would provide sanctions relief in exchange for nuclear concessions. It also obligates Iran to allow IAEA inspections of its nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona has announced his opposition to the nuclear deal despite heavy lobbying from the White House. Flake said in a statement Saturday that the agreement limits Congress and future administrations in their response to Iran's non-nuclear activities in the Middle East. Congress has until mid-September to approve or reject the deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not back the plan. A two-thirds majority of both houses of Congress would be needed to override the president's veto. There's a new report from the New York Times newspaper that telecommunications giant AT&T gave valuable assistance to the National Security Agency's program to spy on domestic internet and telephone traffic. The Times article said that newly disclosed documents from former NSA contractor Edward Snowden show how AT&T used legal rules, that is, and secret court orders to give the NSA access to billions of emails sent through its network. While the documents do not specifically name AT&T, they use code names that the Times and several ex-intelligence officials say point to the telecommunications company. This is VOA News. The death toll continues to rise from Wednesday's massive explosions in Tianjin, China. State media, citing official sources, said Saturday that 104 people have been killed, including 21 firefighters. Chinese authorities ordered an immediate mandatory evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosions that devastated an industrial neighborhood in the northeastern city. The Beijing News on Saturday said that all people within a 3-kilometer radius of the warehouse explosion site are being forcibly evacuated from the area because of a possible chemical contamination. At least 40 migrants have died and more than 300 others were rescued from an overcrowded smuggling boat in the Mediterranean Sea north of Libya. The Italian Navy said Saturday it believes the fatalities were caused by what appeared to be the inhalation of exhaust fumes in the hold of the boat. Europe has been flooded by tens of thousands of desperate migrants fleeing poverty and armed conflicts in North Africa and the Middle East. The International Organization for Migration said Friday that the number of migrants and asylum seekers who have been arriving in Europe stood at 230,000 as of July 31st. It is expected to reach a 250,000 by the end of August. German lawmakers are expected to vote Wednesday on whether to approve a new bailout package from Greece. Eurozone finance ministers and the Greek parliament approved the deal on Friday, but Germany has been skeptical of the plan, and its parliament is the first to vote on the agreement. The International Monetary Fund, one of Greece's key creditors, has also not come on board. But Dutch finance minister and Eurozone head Jeroen Dijsselbloem said the agreement is a good one.
It addresses the main challenges, both on reaching sound public finances to return to growth, but also structural policy frameworks to enhance competitiveness, and finally, it safeguards financial stability.
The European Commission wants parliaments to pass the deal by Wednesday so Greece can repay $3.6 billion it owes to the European Central Bank by a Thursday deadline. And Iraqi officials say a car bombing in a Shiite-majority suburb of Baghdad killed 13 people and wounded at least 52 more Saturday. The blast hit a popular auto dealership in the Habibiya neighborhood of Sadr City, the same district where a massive truck bomb ripped through a wholesale vegetable market just 2 days before, killing 67 people. A series of other bombings Saturday killed at least 9 people and wounded 33 in and around Baghdad. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.